This is Reflections in Black, and I'm your host, Raven Cook. Reflections in Black is a segment dedicated to exploring the legacy of Black Americans in the United States and around the globe. Reflections in Black also provides resources for understanding and hope for all people. Thomas Andrew Dorsey was born on July 1, 1899, to a revivalist preacher in Villa Rica, Georgia. In 1908, the Dorsey family moved from their small town to the big city of Atlanta, Georgia, where Dorsey began to hear blues from voices like Bessie Smith and Ma Rainey. At the age of 12, Dorsey was already displaying a great skill on the piano. And along with millions of other Black Americans, Dorsey took his talents and moved to Chicago in the Great Migration. The Great Migration moved millions of Black Americans from the limitations and overt racism in the South to the North, where they believed more opportunity was possible. Despite many African Americans' disillusionment by the racist practices in the North, they brought with them music and culture from the South. Upon Dorsey's arrival in Chicago, he studied musical composition at Chicago's College of Music and Arranging. While many Black Americans made music in that time, the ability to read music provided with it an element of respectability, but also provided a way to take music made by Black Americans and pass it down through generations. Dorsey would begin his musical career as a pianist for the same individuals that he had grown up listening to, particularly Ma Rainey. Dorsey, like many musicians of the day, would dance between the lines of religious and secular music. He recorded dozens of songs through the 1920s and early 1930s, but in 1932, the death of Dorsey's wife and infant child would radically transition the young musician's life, and he would compose his most famous song, Precious Lord. While traveling throughout Black churches in the United States trying to sell his arrangements, Dorsey enlisted the help of singers known as demonstrators to publicly demonstrate musical arrangements. One of Dorsey's demonstrators that would take his song Precious Lord to an international audience was Mahalia Jackson. In 1933, Thomas Dorsey founded the National Convention of Gospel Choirs and Choruses. He would go on to remarry and have another child. Thomas A. Dorsey's contribution to gospel music would continue the rest of his life, composing music that would be sung by Elvis Presley and Arkansas's own Rosetta Tharpe. The father of gospel music, Thomas Dorsey, would fade into relative obscurity until the 1980s, when a documentary would chronicle his life in service to the gospel. In 1993, at the age of 93, Thomas Dorsey's life of service to the good news would end, but he left for us a legacy of music, reminding us to keep on through all of life's ups and downs, knowing that we have a purpose. Today, we honor a legend in music and culture, the father of gospel music, Mr. Thomas A. Dorsey.
Reflections in Black is a production of 91.3 KUAF Public Radio in Fayetteville. You can hear weekly segments on Ozarks at Large, and you can learn more and hear past editions at KUAF.com/reflections.